This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy about that. All right. That was interesting. It does go on. A weird way to go out of a bumper. So welcome back, of course. And there was a piece by... what's his name? David Rogers Webb. And he was talking about, he's a former hedge fund manager and the author of The Great Taking. And by the way, Klausy was in the hospital. I don't know if he still is, but Klaus Schwab. Anyway, David states in his book, it just reminded me of Klausy. David states in his book that there is a global elite implementing a system to take everything from everyone. And part of it is the universal or the uniform commercial code. Right? The UCC, we've done shows on this. And it was changed. It changed all rights in 1994. People didn't realize it at the time. And property rights were redefined. And do we have the same property rights? No, we don't. We have the appearance of property rights. And he said, digital currency is coming in. We'll be forced to accept it. And so there's two things we need to do. We need to do something about the UCC codes. And also we need, this is so important too. Text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name, Kate. And what you'll find, you'll get some free information. And I love that, don't you? You'll get some information on how to shore up what you have out there, your retirement, your savings, you know, everything that you've got out there, your investments, and back them with gold. And it's the biggest, it's the most important step you can do right now. And it's probably not going to cost you anything, which is amazing. I always love answers like that, but this is crucial because these two things really hurt us, the property rights issue and then, of course, digital currency, which he said is coming in. You will be forced to accept this, and how they do it, we don't know yet, but at least shore yourself up with gold. And you can do that, find out all about it. All you have to do is text the number 989898. It repeats six digits, 989898, and then text my name, Kate. You'll get the information, and you'll love the information, too. And they're changing it all the time, too. So make sure that if you did it a while back, go ahead and do it again so that you can get the information again, okay? Maybe you can help somebody else. I do want to mention the judge refusing to recuse himself from the Trump trial. I wonder if people realize that in of itself, that act of saying, I will not recuse myself, even though my daughter benefits and profits off of the fact, the judge's daughter, off of the fact that when Trump gets convicted or Trump loses, she makes money because she sends those results, if you will, in campaigns out there. She's a leftist to raise money on the left. And so he should recuse himself, and he won't. He's refusing. But what that does is it sets the whole case up for appeal automatically because he won't recuse himself. So there's a reason he's not recusing himself. And this will keep playing out, keep playing out, keep playing out. And it's supposed to keep it in the news this entire year. That's the reason for it. And the reason behind it, I should say, is to keep it in the news so that so that the results are prolonged, okay? This has nothing to do, and it shouldn't anymore. We should get out of the camp. Do you like Trump? Do you not like Trump? Get out of that camp. That's low-level thinking. It is not, it has nothing to do with anything anymore. It's now seeing the game. It's kind of like Iran and Israel. You've got to see the game for what it is now. We don't have time to mess around anymore, okay? Do I like Trump? Do I not like Trump? I'm so sick of that argument, okay? I happen to like him. I know. But that's low-level thinking. That's low-level thinking. It's more about keeping all of this in the press. It's more about the show, the theater of the entire thing is to make it so that nothing ever really comes out of anything. You guys notice that? You never get to a result. You never get to an actual thing with all of this. It's just a lot of trials and a lot of way to keep the press talking about and gaslighting over the trials consistently, okay? That's what it's about, because the whole thing is theater, the entire thing. And When I saw that today and it said the judge practically did an eye roll. Oh my gosh, are you serious? They're playing such a game on us. And if we don't start seeing it, then we're our own problem now. Because we have to start seeing the whole entire enchilada, the whole theater. Please. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.